So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. A musing means that it's just you and me, and we are going into what's happening in my brain, what's going on. And for those of you who may not be aware, Asri and I have chosen to separate. We've chosen to uncouple, and that is after nearly 10 years of a committed monogamous relationship. And we recorded a podcast that we released a week ago after truly holding ceremony together and releasing our relationship. And that was the last podcast I released. So if you haven't listened to that, you may want to give it a listen. It by far became the most listened to podcast in the first week of release. And it's been really interesting because for the first time in almost 10 years, I have been single. I've been single for the last week. And there's been a lot. There's been a lot. I'm not going to go into all of it. I will say that I am turning a camera on myself and going to be going nomadic with the question, what does it mean to be a conscious man in 2018? And how do we as men find our empowerment and our power in relation to the rising feminine energy on this planet? Because what you're seeing on the planet right now is a renegotiation of how the masculine and feminine, not just man and woman, but how the masculine and feminine communicate and interact. And a lot of people are being thrown for loops. I see it just in my tribe, my friends groups of this conscious community here where these conversations are happening and still people are confused. Like, what's going on? Why is this happening? And I know that if it's happening and it's that confusing to people who are regularly having the conversation, then it must be downright terrifying to people who don't have communities that are having the conversation or may not be aware of what's actually going on. And so in many ways, I've felt like 40-year-old virgin. Just the dynamic of returning into, see, it's not even about dating, but I'm using the word dating pool. I'm referring to returning to the outside world when I've been in this bubble of relationship and the most powerful relationship that has exceeded every possible thought or feeling I had about what love could mean and what a relationship could be. To leave that bubble behind and go outside, basically, I don't feel fear, but I feel confusion. I feel a lack of clarity. I feel like I'm like an alien that's landed on a planet and is now like, well, what is this planet that I'm on? And it's been interesting to notice how a lot of people, both men and women, but I would say primarily women, have said directly to me, asked me outright, or I can feel it in some of the things they say, have made this projection that all I really want to do is go and sleep with a bunch of other women. And that's when I say that I'm going to go more deeply understand the feminine, that's what I secretly mean and secretly desire. That's understandable why people might think that. We have this prevalent narrative in society that men only want to sleep with as many women as possible, and really being in relationship is being tied down, and it's the woman who wants to get the man to settle down. And that's a false narrative. There's some truth to the biology of it, the biology of, as women, having a dedicated protector of themselves, but also of their offspring, is important, because a human offspring is arguably the most helpless thing on the planet. Like, there is some offspring that immediately they're born and then they start walking. And a human offspring, if born and left, will die, guaranteed. And so, the human offspring is very helpless. And so from a biological standpoint, women want a protector of themselves and this offspring. And men, like a lot of other animals in nature, the way that we get to carry on our lineage, our DNA, biologically, to get our bloodline to continue to exist on this planet, sleeping and having offspring with a wide array of women increases that chance and that opportunity. And so there's this biology that is at play, and I know plenty of men who want to be in committed partnerships. And so I think it's important for us to just let go of the narrative of what has been. It's very clear that we are at a point where we are shifting. Collectively, we are shifting. And so I just wanted to come with my awareness and my analysis and analytical mind and go into that world of what it means to be a man in 2018 and be in the discussion of how to find our empowerment and how to find healthy ways to communicate and relate with each other. And I mean that also, by the way, between men and other men. I noticed the shift. I went to an event up in Ojai, and I went to an event and I just noticed the shift when people found out that I was single, who had no idea that I was now single. There was a shift in energy, just very subtle, but now to other men, I am a competitor in a sense for the pool of women. And that creates just a slightly different dynamic. There's like this alpha male thing that kicks in. And I think that's our primal. And the same thing with other women, right? Like when I interact with women who find out that I'm single, there's just a slight shift in energy. There's a slight shift in energy where, and it's not just, oh, now this person's a potential mate. It's also, am I... like, I can feel some defensiveness from certain women. Like, ooh, am I now prey? And so I've been recognizing these shifts and these slight energetic differences. And one of the biggest things that I want to speak to is how much more clear I've become about the reasons why this is important. Because it was conceptual at first, right? It was, and a lot of people may not understand this, but Azri and I both have direct dialogue with spirit. Source, God, angels, intuition, higher self, like whatever word you want to call it. But the part of us, the part of life that exists beyond just this one human lifetime, that entity, that consciousness, Azri and I both have dialogue with it. And what that means is sometimes I hear it really strongly as a voice in my head, deep in meditation or ceremony or while out and about. And then sometimes it's just a feeling. But whatever you believe about why I'm doing what I'm doing, and by the way, I'm speaking only from my experience because Azria has her own learning and her own growth in this, and our decision is mutual. But I can only speak for myself. And what I can say is that these directions about go and understand what it means to be a man conscious in 2018, find your empowerment in relation to empowering other women, that is a direct, like, voice in my head, clear as day, mission from spirit. And so logically, because I've been in several conversations about the logic of the decision that I'm making. And at the end of the day, whether you agree with the logic or not, my relationship with spirit and that higher self transcends anything else on this planet. And Azria is the same way. And so when given something like this as a mission, we will both say yes. That's just who we are and how we live. And so that might be a fundamental difference. And you can ask yourself right now how many times you've heard that voice in the head. You may have received something so clear, like go and do this thing, and you've ignored it. And that's totally fine. But I'm letting you know that we're the people that do it. I'm the person that, being told very clearly go to Egypt, is on a plane 6 days later to go to Egypt. And so that's the fundamental foundation for how I live my life. And then on top of that, there's the logical understanding that the only safe relationship I've felt with the feminine has been discovered with Azria and in relationship to Azria. I'm talking not even my mother, who now we have a very different relationship. But growing up, because I didn't feel safe to show emotion in my home, because my father role modeled being emotionally unavailable, I became emotionally unavailable to my mother. And so in the first week of being broken up, there was one instance that really stood out to me, and that was on the way back from this event in Ojai. I stopped to get food, and as I was walking out of my car, I saw my reflection in the window of a building, and I was wearing like mismatched clothing that was dirty from being out in nature over the weekend and like sitting in dirt, and I had paint, gold paint and some dirt on my face, and I looked at myself and I said, whoa, you look like a vagabond and or a homeless person or something. And I got self-conscious. I actually got self-conscious, and I worried what people would think. And here's the crazy thing. I noticed it because that doesn't happen. I don't think that. For nearly 10 years of my relationship, let's just say that the first half, I was still self-conscious about a lot of stuff because we were feeling each other out. So let's say 9 years of my relationship, I haven't felt that. Because when I walk to and go into a restaurant, even if it's by myself, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing or what I look like, because the love of my life is back home. You don't have to, other women don't have to find me attractive. Like, that might be nice. I might feel empowered through that, and it's not really important because I'm not looking for validation in other women, and I don't care what other men think. I have this beautiful woman at home or on my arm, and it's like, yeah, like, what do I have to prove to you? Very primal thing. And so now, not having the container of that relationship any longer, I experienced this self-consciousness, which showed me that there's a part of my brain that suddenly switched and said, now it's important for you to remain attractive to the opposite sex. Now it's important for you to be kind of like this empowered alpha so that other men say, whoa, okay, I see you. And how crazy is it that in some way, shape, or form, how I looked and what I was wearing created a disempowerment of that for me? Because how we do anything is how we do everything, as within, so without. So what this means is that this part of myself that is feeling that desire for validation from the feminine or the masculine outside of myself, the part of me that worries what other people will think, has been alive in me in some capacity my entire relationship. And I just simply didn't see it before because I never had to face off with it. I had the safety net. I had the bubble I was living in of my relationship. And I allowed my identity and my sense of self-worth to get wrapped up in the relationship in a way that was empowering. It felt empowering and didn't actually dissolve these fears and doubts and insecurities. Just covered them up. Yes, by the way, I'm speaking in a simplistic way where it's black and white, and there's a lot of gray, meaning I did find so much more empowerment. I did find self-confidence, and I care a lot less about what people think. And when I noticed it in that window, I went, whoa, okay. This is exactly what Spirit was talking about. This is exactly why I'm on this mission now. Because when I'm on stage, when I'm creating art, when I'm collaborating with other people, when I'm coaching people one-on-one, when I'm interacting with people out in the world, that part of me that isn't fully sovereign in my own attractiveness, my own empowerment, my own just who I am, my king, that part of me has been there. And the next evolution of me, the vision I have of who I'm here to be, doesn't have that. I have a vision, I hold this vision of myself being able to go out into the world wearing whatever the hell I want, being as clean or dirty as I want, having my hair done or not. And that doesn't move the needle on how I feel about myself. I don't feel less attractive. Because the truth is, like, who I am is so much more than the clothes that I wear. In fact, the clothes that I wear are an expression of me. So if I'm wearing mismatched clothing, that's okay. That's actually still a truthful expression of who I am in that moment. And I get to be in my king self all the time because it comes from within. And so the journey that I'm on is to find that empowerment, that sovereignty. Because when I have that sovereignty, I don't need anything from anyone else. And when I don't need anything from anyone else, I can show up fully for everyone else. If I don't need another, I don't need a woman to make me feel attractive, I can show up so much more authentically with no expectations, no needs, no projections on the other person. And I want you to understand, deep divers, that this was just one of many instances in the first week alone that I noticed and said, wow, that's new. And when I said that's new, what I'm really saying is that's always been there. That's really old. And I haven't had the opportunity to look at it before. And there's a lot of people that are sending messages saying, you know, you got this is just temporary. Or like, do you guys imagine yourself getting back together? And this is what I have to say to that. I don't know. I love her so deeply, and like, I'm not even gonna go there because I'll start crying. Like, yes, I still love her very, very, very much. And who she's here to be, the type of relationship that she deserves, and who I'm here to be and the type of relationship I deserve, that sovereignty in all ways gets to be the foundation. We were not sovereign individuals when we first met. And as our relationship developed, it was clear that we were finding aspects of our sovereignty, but we reached a point where we were sovereign in so many ways, but we were still connected, like two circles that are touching, and then the parts that are touching just like erase them. So imagine like a Venn diagram, those overlapping circles, but the part in the middle is just erased. So you have like, I'm doing a poor job explaining this probably, but kind of like the shape of an eight or the infinity symbol, but without any separation. We had found the edges. We had found our sovereignty of like 90% of our circle, each of us. But this other 10% we couldn't find for ourselves right now because of how connected we have been. That was the umbilical cord. That was the lifeline that has been keeping us so intertwined and allowing the growth to be there in the way that it has. Because I wasn't just pulling from my own experience, I was pulling from her experience and she was pulling from mine, and we were growing as like at double speed. But both of us deserve to know the full edges of our circle. Both of us get to know what it means to be fully sovereign on this planet and stand as a king and as a queen on our own. And so any chance that we come back together in any way, shape, or form in the future gets to be from that place. And so, yeah. I just wanted to share this one example, and there's plenty more. And I will be sharing them as I move forward on this journey, and I will be sharing them as video content primarily. And so if you have any desire to not miss out on that video content, because it's going to be like a show, like a TV show, episodes every week, then I highly suggest you go to my website, adamroa.com, and just sign up to be on the mailing list, because I will announce it and I will launch it from there so that everyone knows that it's there. The main place I'll release it is my website and then probably YouTube. So I don't know if you have subscribed to my YouTube channel, but that's where it's going to go. This is a crazy journey that I am on. I feel out of place. I'm unsure how to communicate right now in a lot of ways. And that's exactly the point. When we step this far out of our comfort zone, who are we? How do we show up? How do we find our empowerment? What does it mean to be a conscious individual in 2018? A lot of people wanted the relationship that Azria and I have had and looked to it as an example of what can be, and very few people could actually relate. Very few people have been in that type of relationship. So instead of speaking to you from inside that bubble, I am now coming out of it and going to speak to you out here. Thank you for being a part of the journey. Thank you for all the messages of love and support that you have poured in for both myself and for Azria. We feel so held by this tribe and this community. people we've met in person and people that we only know online, complete strangers, thank you. I am committed to showing up so fully for this mission. There's nothing more important to me right now because I gave up the most important thing that I had in my life to do this mission. And so I invite you to take the journey with me. I hope that it serves you in some way, shape, or form. You are seen. You are heard, and you are loved.